There was a time in New York City when it was common to see a man with his horse-drawn wagon delivering bottles of seltzer to the city's tenement dwellers. One of those seltzer men was Jacob Rosenblum, who began his career on the Lower East Side in 1919. In the late 1940s, his son started delivering seltzer, and later, his grandson. Now that grandson, Walter Backerman, is one of the few seltzer men left in New York. His story begins New York Works, a six-part weekly series about jobs that are slowly vanishing. Today, from independent producer Joe Richman, we meet Walter the Seltzer Man.
At the time now, it was 6:30 in the morning. I'm at 111th Street, right off of Amsterdam Avenue, not far from Broadway. Now, let me start from scratch. And my name is Walter the Seltzer Man. This is my truck. It has a little bit of everything. A bunch of old bottles, office supplies. I got aspirins in case anyone comes in the truck got a headache. Got flares, digital camera. I have guidebooks, I got tour books. In case I'm curious when I'm driving by and I see an old building, I want to know a little bit about the history. Otherwise, I have a truck that's basically extremely chaotic, so anyone else would appear to be a shambles. But to me, it's semi-organized. Yeah, get a case down from the rack. Make sure the valves work, I squirt them. Make sure that they haven't leaked, that the gas is still good. You got blue bottles, you got green bottles. I just like the look of it. I think the seltzer bottle looks beautiful. Here's 1952. So yeah, I was born. The bottle's as old as I am. And the funny thing about it is that now to this day, the bottles are worth so much that I'd be better off pulling out all my bottles out of every customer's house and selling them slowly as antiques and collectibles. At this sad point in time, the rat is unfortunately worth more dead than it is alive. Seltzer man. I have pleasure in my route. I really, it's not just the money. I enjoy the route, I enjoy meeting people, I enjoy the camaraderie, I enjoy the socialism, and I like talking to people.
There you are, hello.
How you doing? Hey, come get up there, come around.
Yes.
I got the seltzer.
Oh, yes.
Well, you could play piano, right?
Yes.
I remember one time, my wife said, look, don't take it seriously. You're a novelty for the minute. You're just a delivery guy. I don't think you're anything more than that. You're like the guy delivering Poland Springs to a water cooler.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And I said to her, God, I hope not.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling? Seltzer man. Seltzer man. How you doing?
Good morning, Walter the Seltzer Man.
All right, I'm going to cut out. I got to do some more stuff. So,
okay, well,
always good to see you, right?
Good to see you.
When I asked my grandfather about the route in the old days, he said to me, it was a tough route. It's a hard way to make a living. I really wish that you would find something easy to do. And my father, too, I remember I went to visit my father in the hospital. And my father was really very, very sick. You know, his body was kind of giving up on him. And the weird part about it, the last thing my father ever said to me was, you know, I have nightmares about the route. I go to sleep and dream I'm on the route, and it just never ends. I wish you didn't follow my footsteps. So when you see your grandfather filled with regret about you following the footsteps, you see your father filled with regret about you following the footsteps, it's got to make you think maybe you could have done something different with your life. Sooner or later, nothing lasts forever, and maybe time when this is the end of the world for the seltzer route. The time is now 2:30, and we're in the Van Cortlandt Park section of the Bronx. And we're about to make a right turn onto Hillman Avenue, going around the corner from Mrs. Blitz. She's been on my route since before I was born, and she was buying seltzer for my father then. Her parents bought for my grandparents, and now they're gone, Mrs. Blitz's husband's gone, my father's gone, and all that's left of this whole story is me and Mrs. Blitz.
Hello.
Oh, don't you look beautiful? You got all dressed up for me?
Come in.
I have a defective bottle here. When Walter comes in the door on Saturday, we just go back over the years. I mean, the seltzer is great, but it's Walter. That's the thing about his product. He's the product. It's not the seltzer, it's Walter. He talks about retiring, I get sick. While we're on the subject, would you like a glass of seltzer? Walter, would you like
some
seltzer?
Yeah, why not?
I could make you a with chocolate and milk. What's sad now is the seltzer that's being sold in the supermarket doesn't come close. It doesn't have the taste. It's nothing. When you open the top, it fizzes a little the first time, and then it dies a horrible death. It's awful.
We got the real thing, baby.
That's right. Drink some more.
How many years do you actually live in this apartment?
52 years.
Wow. And my father was living with you, so in the late 40s.
It was great. Everybody had different men in their lives. You had the seltzer man, you had the milkman. These were the people in your life. It's a different world today. And tempus is fugiting, which means time is passing.
Well,
you knew
good.
That.
Latin, babe. Of course it does.
You knew that.
Time flies. It's funny, like, you know, I remember coming here as a kid. I might have been 10 years old, and now I'm almost 50. And I'm still doing it.
You're not just a seltzer man. You're too bright. When you told me you were leaving law school to work with Al, I was devastated.
Well, that's the road not taken.
But I have so much regard for lawyers. I mean, I'd rather take an honest seltzer man any day of the week. But the future for the honest seltzer man is what? Is what?
I guess you're right. Seltzer is just an anachronistic profession.
So, I think you're beautiful.
Well, God bless you, baby. You're looking pretty good yourself.
Took me hours to get to look like this.
The time is now 6:30 at night, and it's time to head back home. You know, my whole life was spent doing seltzer. And the funny thing about it is that since I'm one of the last left, as far as the seltzer world is concerned, it's like, to a lot of people, I'm selling memories. And when I come back and I bring the seltzer, it's the same bottles that my father delivered to them, maybe my grandfather delivered to the grandparents. You come into their house, for some reason, for that moment in time, the husband's still there, the kids are still at home, they're young. Somehow, I bring in history. I like being the seltzer man.
New York Works is produced by Emily Botine and Joe Richmond with help from Ben Shapiro. The series is a collaboration between Radio Diaries and WNYC's The Next Big Thing.